Hey, all right, Robert. I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. If they freed me from this prison, that railroad train was mine. Bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. We'd like to ask Mr. Carl Perkins to rejoin us. Carl Perkins. Thank you, Carl. And ladies and gentlemen, excuse me, I've got a hook here. I need a hook tender. I was talking to a logger up in Oregon, and he said that he knew a guy that had always wanted to be a hook tender. That's some kind of job in the logging camp, you know, a hook tender, that guy that hooks the trees and drags him around and snakes him off. Well, you sorry son of a gun. Anyway, he never could get that job as a hook tender. So he went down working in a sawmill, and he met this great big girl, weighed about 300 pounds. And every morning, she had a job running a cafe downtown. Every morning he'd have to hook up her corset. One morning, she walked out the door after he got through. He said, "Yippee, I'm a hook tender after all." He finally made it.